This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network, USA, USA, great Christmas gift for you. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau Studios. They get the naming rights. They are the main title sponsor of this show. And I've got the Wayne Root Starter Package, Precious Metal Starter Package, for the greatest Christmas gift for you and your kids. I actually just bought it for my two kids, who are 10 years old and 14 years old. It's the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, 100 American Silver Eagle coins, an uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. You probably want to do what I did. I bought one, and then I divided it up three ways for three of my kids, including my two youngest. And I even left a couple of extra coins for some other friends as a gift, or their kids. And so I think that's a good way to do it. You buy one, and you divide it up and give it to your kids or give it to your nieces and nephews, or give it to your grandkids. You could divide it up by 10 and give it to 10 grandkids. You give it to two great-grandkids. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Merry Christmas, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. So when we last left off, I was telling you about Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who broke U.S. Code 42, 1983, by threatening Donald Trump Jr. with retaliation over his snarky memo. You know, you can't, let's just say that I said, you can't do it if you're president either. That's why I said that Obama should have gone to prison. You know, it doesn't matter if you agree or disagree with what I did. The fact was, every time I was asked during Obama's 8 years, you know, did you know him at Columbia? My answer was no. Never met him, never heard of him, never saw him. Don't know anyone who ever met him, ever heard of him, ever saw him. I was just telling the truth. That makes liberals mad. It outrages them. But Obama took the bait, and he used the IRS to try and destroy me. And it doesn't matter if you like what I did or don't like what I did. A, I was telling the truth. But B, even if I wasn't telling the truth, a president can't use the IRS to try and destroy someone because you don't like what I have to say. And if a president takes the bait and does that, he should go to prison. Well, guess what? She should be stripped of her United States Congress. She should not be a congresswoman anymore. According to 42 U.S. Code 1983, civil action for deprivation of rights. Every person who, under color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or territory or the District of Columbia, subjects or causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or other person within the jurisdiction thereof to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and the laws, shall be liable to the party injured in an action at law, suit in equity, or other proper proceeding for redress, except that any action brought against a judicial officer for an act or omission taken in such officer's judicial capacity, injunctive relief shall not be granted unless a declaratory decree was violated or declaratory relief was unavailable. For the purposes of this section, any act of Congress applicable exclusively to the District of Columbia shall be considered to be a statute of the District of Columbia. So the end result is this statute says you can't retaliate over something someone says if you're a public official, if you're a United States congressperson. And by her suggesting that she's going to subpoena him because he made her mad and said something she didn't like. Wow. Forced Trump Jr. to testify before Congress because she doesn't like what he said. That's a commie dictator. And that's what Ocasio-Cortez is. She's a very dangerous young woman. Very dangerous. She follows in the footsteps of Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro. These are dangerous people. There's nothing worse than a megalomaniac communist. And that's what Obama was, and that's what Ocasio-Cortez is. And the difference is, Obama was a really smart one. Ocasio-Cortez is a really dumb one. She's a dunce. You know what she reminds me of? God, she reminds me of, I used to have a Malamute. A Malamute was the most beautiful, stupid dog the world's ever known. I mean, he just walks around and drooling on everybody. He was so cute, but he was so dumb. That's Ocasio-Cortez. She, like, doesn't know what she's doing, doesn't know what she's saying. She's like a little baby or a little puppy or a big giant St. Bernard or a Malamute who runs around being cute but doesn't actually know what they're doing. And they step on a little baby and they scratch somebody's face and they walk through a plate glass door. They don't know what they're doing. That's what Ocasio-Cortez is. She's a United States Congresswoman elect, but she hasn't even served yet, not one day. And she's already done so many stupid, ignorant things. It's unbelievable. Remember, she, you know, basically insulted the entire Jewish religion and compared everybody running at the border into our country to Jews running away from Nazi Germany, which my relatives did, which is the single most offensive thing you could ever say to me. I'm sorry, but people looking to break into the United States of America to collect welfare and food stamps and free health care and send their kids to school for free are not the same as somebody, as a Jewish person who was a fantastic contributor to society running away from the Holocaust, from concentration camps. There are no concentration camps in Mexico. There are no concentration camps in Central America. It's incredibly rude and incredibly offensive and incredibly ignorant to say such a thing. There's no comparison. My relatives came here, and by the way, in my case, I can name you one, two, three relatives of mine, direct relatives, my uncles and aunts, who came to America after the Holocaust and became contributing members of society for the rest of all time and never accepted a penny in government money. And the people coming to America that Ocasio-Cortez is defending and championing and supporting, all of them want welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other government programs, and they want to drop babies, and that's a good word for it because it's an anchor when you drop a baby, like you drop an anchor. They want to drop babies the minute they get here or within a year of getting here, and then they want think they should just stay here the rest of their lives and be qualified, I guess that's the right word, qualified to collect 1,000 different government programs. And that's stealing from me, the taxpayer, and you, the taxpayer. So I should work all day and get up early and put in 16-hour days, so you should steal tax my tax money. When you're an uninvited stranger and foreigner in my country who committed a crime to come here and then committed a crime with ID as well, identity theft. And who knows how many other crimes, because to get into the country illegally, you may have committed a crime as in trafficked drugs or trafficked human beings or trafficked children to pay off the cartel. How do you compare that to someone running away from the Holocaust? The answer is you can't. And that makes her an ignorant fool. New FBI docs released on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Clinton insiders questioned by the feds all used identical talking points. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to figure out a crime was committed, folks. They were coached, and they were all in on the crime. It's another FBI doc dump on a Friday. They were released today on the Clinton private server email investigation. 102 pages were omitted. Many of the pages had redactions. However, the notes revealed that people connected to Hillary Clinton acted surprised about a private server claiming they didn't recall anything and used identical talking points when answering questions by the feds. Page 12 of the doc dump shows the talking points to be identical and coordinated. 102 pages omitted, some per CIA using B1 classification. Hillary Clinton must answer questions under oath about the creation of her private server thanks to the relentless work of Judicial Watch. Because of Judicial Watch, the American public was made aware of Hillary Clinton's private email server. On Thursday, a federal court blasted the DOJ and the State Department on Hillary Clinton's emails and ordered a discovery plan in 10 days as to whether Hillary's private email system was intentionally set up to evade freedom of information requests and lawsuits. Hillary Clinton conducted official government business on a non-government server so she could hide her Clinton Foundation pay-to-play while she was head of the State Department and continues to get away with her crimes because we have no justice in the Justice Department. Amen. I agree with you. Amen. Let's get on to more pleasant topics. The Trump economy, which Trump gets no credit for. 2017 was the stock market's best year ever. 2018 sets a 50-year historic low in unemployment. I mean, it's Trump's economy now, and that's a good thing. Today, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics announced their estimates for national unemployment and jobs data. The U.S. gained another 155,000 jobs in November. Unemployment remains at 3.7%, the lowest rate since 1969. They announced the November jobs report today. Non-farm payroll employment increased by 155,000. Unemployment remained 3.7. It's 3.7 for the third month in a row. Number of unemployed persons, little changed at 6 million. Over the year, the unemployment rate and the number of unemployed persons declined by 0.4 percent point and 641,000 people. The unemployment rate for adult men, 3.3%, adult women, 3.4%, teenagers, 12%, whites, 3.4%, blacks, 5.9%, Asians, 2.7%, Hispanics, 4.5%. The number of long-term unemployed declined by 120,000 to 1.3 million. Both the labor force participation rate at 62.9% and the employment population ratio at 60.6% were unchanged. The last time unemployment was at 3.7% was nearly half a century ago in 1969. After 2017's record-setting year for the stock market, 2018 can now be referred to as the Trump economy's year of jobs. Good job, President Trump. Record 156,795,000 employed in the USA. 13th record-breaking time under Donald Trump that we have the most people ever employed in the United States of America. 155,000 new jobs in November, slightly below what they thought would happen. But nonetheless, a positive number, 155,000. November is Thanksgiving. Tough month. And when I come back, I will tell you about the deep state going after Donald Trump. Market down another 500 plus points today. I predicted it yesterday. I predicted it the day before. I'm going to turn out to be right. This is Goldman Sachs. This is J.P. Morgan. This is China and Chinese interests. This is the deep state and this is the D.C. swamp all plotting against President Trump to force him to stop fighting and trade warring with China. RootForAmerica.com. I often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho. I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Ship with your gun. That's k-var.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
War now!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
Trump always has 50 soap operas going on at once. I think he likes it that way. I think he loves it. He lashes out at Rex Tillerson, his former Secretary of State, and calls him dumb as a rock. After Tillerson lashed out at him, President Trump fired back Friday, former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calling him dumb as a rock after the ex-diplomat claimed he always had to remind the president that some of his plans would violate the law. In a rare public appearance, Tillerson sat down with former CBS News journalist Bob Schaefer. Yeah, there's another liberal biased SOB. During a fundraiser for the MD Anderson, and I don't mean son of a butcher, for the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, according to the Houston Chronicle, Tillerson blamed his strained relationship with Trump and the fact they did not share a common value system and were obviously starkly different in our styles. He said he told Trump he'd be willing to fight the fight to change the laws in Congress so the president could press forward with his agenda. Trump fired back on Twitter saying Tillerson didn't have the mental capacity needed as the nation stopped diplomat. He was dumb as a rock and I couldn't get rid of him fast enough. He was lazy as hell. Now it's a whole new ball game. Great spirit at state. Tillerson, 66, was fired from the White House in March after rumors of a rift between him and Trump had been circulating for some time, and leaving Tillerson said Washington, D.C. can be a very mean-spirited town. He also contended Trump tends to act on his instincts, although it is not his intent to act on impulse. In any case, it just seems like it's one big soap opera, and Trump loves it that way. And it's good for talk radio, I'll tell you that much. Never seen a president call someone stupid as a rock, dumb as a rock before, but it fits. I don't know about Tillerson. I know nothing about Tillerson, but it sure fits Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I'm not saying that because she's a woman. I'm not saying that because she's a person of color. Don't misquote me, right-wing watch, or any liberals out there. I don't care what the color of her skin is. I don't care if she's a man or a woman. I don't care if she's a transgender. I don't know what she is. I don't care. All I know is she's dumb as a box of rocks. And she just broke the law by trying to basically extort Donald Trump Jr. Shut up or I'm going to come after you. You can't say that. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare is a disaster in this country. Health insurance completely unaffordable. It covers very little. But I joined Liberty HealthShare it was 2 years ago, and we're going into my third year with Liberty HealthShare. Starting January 1st will be my third year. I saved $18,000 the first year on my fees, $18,000 the second year. Could you use $36,000 over 2 years? I think everybody could. I think even the richest person listening would rather save $36,000 than not. And then my son had a bill the other day, $2,500 for taking his wisdom teeth out, and they sent us a check for $2,000. I got a check in the mail for $2,000 of the $2,500. I love you, Liberty HealthShare. You already saved me $18,000 and $18,000. So, I mean, one could argue that if you had never sent me a dime, that's all part of the game. You spent $2,500 on your kid's teeth because you saved $18,000. You're just betting that there won't be an emergency. Meanwhile, there was an emergency, and Liberty HealthShare came through again. Even though they saved me $18,000, they saved me another $2,000 of the $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. Do it tomorrow. Do it Sunday. I did. My family's a member. Wayne Root put his kids in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. So what does that tell you? Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. All right, Trump on Michael Cohen's sentencing. Trump says it totally clears the president. Thanks. Federal prosecutors filed their sentencing memo for President Trump's former lawyer-turned-rat, Michael Cohen, today. And Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress last week about his role in building a Trump Tower in Moscow. His lawyers asked for no prison time. Cohen reportedly thought Trump was going to pardon him. Liberal prosecutors have now suggested 51 to 63 months in prison. And he cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russian witch hunt. And Mueller said he was helpful. And for this, he's going to serve 5 years in prison. And President Trump tweeted and said, it looks like it totally clears me. Thanks. Talking about the deep state, speaking of Mueller, there's something that happened that caused the market to crash, and I've always said it had to do with China. I've always said, 99% of the reason the market was crashing was a combination of the Fed raising interest rates to try and hurt Trump, all terrible people, and China, the China trade war that Trump is winning. His boot is on their neck. And it seems like they tried to screw him up, the deep state did, because the DOJ set up Trump. They arrested a Chinese business leader in the middle of the Trump dinner with the president of China and didn't tell Trump or the administration. And this is what has caused a rift between us and China, right while Trump was winning the negotiation. And this is what's causing the stock market to crash. And if that doesn't sound like a deep state attempt to hurt the president of the United States, who's running the country? Trump's the president. You arrest a foreign CEO that will annoy China. You know it'll annoy China. You don't tell the president. He's not informed beforehand. The deep state is running the country, not Trump. Amazing.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
We will not tolerate attacks on the heroes who protect our streets and defend our communities. We will not allow it to happen.
President Trump speaking at the Safe Neighborhoods Conference in Kansas City. Federal prosecutors are pushing for jail time for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, for fraud and tax charges. Cohen is scheduled to be sentenced on December 12th. Former FBI Director James Comey was testifying on Capitol Hill today about his knowledge regarding the beginning stages of the Russia investigation and looking into Hillary Clinton's emails. After testifying, though, Comey didn't even know why he was on Capitol Hill.
We could have done this in open setting. And two, when you read the transcript, you will see that we were talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
Comey was asked about him and his attorney stonewalling questions from GOP lawmakers.
Well, you read the transcript, and I think you will not see that happening.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak
with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaroot. In the home stretch, almost to the weekend. Almost to the weekend. I could feel it. I could feel it. I've still got a lot of work. I work on weekends, but I actually get to rest my voice just a little bit. And there aren't hundreds of emails coming in a day. So, I mean, even if I work an eight-hour day on Saturday and Sunday, you know, even if I do that, who cares? At least I don't have hundreds of emails to read. And at least I don't have to do a three-hour radio show, so I get to rest my voice. But I still do a lot of work on the weekend. There's a lot of business calls and a lot of proposals I've got to put together on a lot of my business ventures. All right. Rex Pistol is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you know I love the Second Amendment. You know I love Christmas. I'm the Jew who loves Christmas. Always have. My whole life is about Christmas since the time I was a little kid. How do I combine the two? I've got Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it and put it under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. And by the way, I'm not kidding with putting it under my tree. I've got the biggest Christmas tree you've ever seen. I might have the biggest Christmas tree of any Jew in the United States of America. It's like an 18-foot Christmas tree that would be in the middle of a casino or Neiman Marcus, and it's just decorated to the T. To the tree. Decorated to the T in the tree. And now my gun is under it, my Rex Pistol. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms, available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's the letter K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR. K-VAR. K-VAR.com. Use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, for my last name, and you get a free holster shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com, or head now to your local gun store. Thank you, Rex Pistol, for sponsoring this show. Our guest is here, Mr. Phil Wegman, Washington Examiner commentary writer. Hey, Phil Wegman, happy holidays to you.
Hey, happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit, you being a Washington, D.C. insider kind of guy, I wanted to talk a little bit about William Barr for Attorney General and Heather Nauert for U.N. Ambassador. Kind of a strange thing to pick a pretty blonde Fox News anchor as the U.N. Ambassador, but then that's Trump. He always does odd things. But William Barr is not, an odd choice. It's an odd choice for Trump, but it's a very establishment choice, and one that I wouldn't expect Trump to make. Heather Nauert's more of a Trump choice, a wild card, strange choice. William Barr is like someone I would have expected if Jeb Bush was president. He would have made William Barr the attorney general. So don't you find this kind of a little too insider and too establishment?
Well, William Barr is not a blonde former Fox anchor. So that's a little bit out of left field for Trump. But Barr, if you remember, he was attorney general for President George H.W. Bush.
A long time ago.
And he was in that position for about 18 months. I think the reason why Trump really likes him is because Barr, as far as I can tell, believes in a unitary executive. Basically, he thinks that the entire executive branch serves at the pleasure of the president, which means that, you know, the president can hire and fire whoever he wants, and anyone working in the executive branch needs to bow to the president's will. Now, the speculation right now is that Barr, who has been pretty vocally critic of the Mueller investigation, is being brought on as a sort of attack dog to protect the president from the Mueller investigation. But we're going to find out more about that when he goes through the confirmation process, and expect fireworks.
I got to assume, it's just a guess, but I would got to assume that never in history has there been an attorney general twice, the same guy, with 28 years in between, right? That's never happened before, has it, in the history of America?
I mean, I'm wondering. I mean, I don't have the exact numbers on that one, but it's got to be incredibly rare. And another twist of historical fate here, something that's really interesting, is that when Barr was attorney general the first time, guess who his assistant attorney general for, I think it was one of the department's criminal law enforcement, it was Rob Mueller. So these guys are crossing paths a second time. And this is just one of these historical moments, which is so fascinating because you know, this is just, it's odd. It's so odd, but it's exciting for people like you and me who are in the journalism business, because there's never a dull day.
Well, I hope William Barr, Bill Barr, I hope he doesn't like Robert Mueller. That's all I got to say, because I saw the picture of them standing together at a press conference from 28 years ago when one was attorney general and the other one, I guess, was in his department. And so, or under him in a department at the Justice Department. So it's very, very strange when you see them next to each other and you go, wow, did he pick a deep state guy as attorney general? Is friends with Robert Mueller? Please tell me that's not what he picked.
I mean, so I certainly don't think that there's any sort of chicanery going on here. Barr has been a very vocal critic of the special counsel. But the other thing about Barr is that he's a consistent mainline conservative when it comes to the law. He's not as extreme in some of his views as Jeff Sessions, and he's certainly much more qualified than the interim attorney general who's in there right now. I think that the left and the right in the Senate, clearly there's going to be a lot of drama over the Mueller question. But I think that this is a guy who they confirmed once 20 years ago, and I think they're going to confirm him again.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he will be confirmed, because that was the whole point of winning a few extra seats in the U.S. Senate, right? I mean, the skies are clear. You could pretty much confirm all the conservative judges and the attorney general and any cabinet officers you want, because now you have a reliably Republican 53-47 lead in the U.S. Senate. You're not living and dying with Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. So I think he should be just fine. Heather Nauert, now that's a strange one, and that's a wild card. Doesn't mean it's bad, by the way. You know, I mean, if he'd ever picked Wayne Root for something, everybody go, Wayne Root, a smart businessman and a Trump attack dog, but who says I wouldn't make a great thing at anything I've done? I've been good at everything I've done my whole life. So, I mean, Heather Nauert is a Fox News personality, or was a Fox News gal, a beautiful blonde Fox News gal. What other kind is there? And now she had been a State Department spokeswoman, and now she's going to be the UN ambassador. What's your thoughts?
My thought on this is, obviously, this is an unconventional pick, but a lot of the backlash against Heather Nauert, I think it comes not just from the fact that she used to be a journalist, but I think a lot of the backlash comes because people see her as being a former Fox person. And frankly, that type of snobbery just doesn't hold up. If you look at the excellent job that she's done at the State Department, she has gotten so sourced up so quickly. She understands U.S. Foreign policy. And as one of my colleagues who covers the State Department very closely has pointed out, Tom Rogan pointed out in a piece this week, she's very much like Nikki Haley in that she knows how to handle the Russians. Several times there will be like Russian journalists in the audience who will ask all sorts of questions to try and trip her up, but she sniffs it out and she shuts them down. She's fantastic.
Yeah, well, Putin and all his friends like tall, beautiful blondes. I think she could handle them. They'll be stunned by her beauty, and they won't be able to say anything, so it's probably perfect. I think people get annoyed because they think that everybody in Washington is supposed to be kind of an unattractive person who's just a book-smart kind of snarky person, and they've never seen, like, a hot blonde who's going to be UN ambassador. And she's definitely different. She's cut from a different mold, and that's Donald Trump.
You know,
picks different people, you know?
I think that... her looks aside, I think that this is someone who is an unconventional choice, and what we've seen from this president is that he is comfortable making unconventional choices that he thinks will go the distance. If you look at Nikki Haley, she has been an absolute all-star at the United Nations, but again, people were saying, well, this is the South Carolina governor. What type of foreign policy experience does she have? And I think that with Nauert, this is a similar situation. My thought, though, and this is something that is not getting a lot of attention right now, is the UN ambassador, that won't be a cabinet-level job. It will actually, you know, Nikki Haley, she was a member of the cabinet. But because Mike Pompeo and I think Mike Pompeo and John Bolton persuaded the president not to have it be a cabinet-level job, what that shows, I think, is that Nauert, when she's at the UN, is going to be under their sway. And remember, John Bolton was a UN ambassador for some time. So I think that she is going to be under his tutelage from day one.
What do you think about, you know, we're talking to Phil Wegman, who's a Washington Examiner commentary writer, and he's a, kind of a Washington, D.C. guy. Here's the insider scuttlebutt. What do you think people are saying about this ongoing soap opera in Washington? I mean, Trump has something new every day that's like a soap opera, whether it's with Mueller, whether it's with Michael Cohen, whether it's with the president of France, whether today it's Rex Tillerson, whether it's James Comey, calling his former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson lazy as hell and dumb as a, what did he say, dumb as a box of rocks or something like dumb as a rock. Dumb as a rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's all kind of a smokescreen. I think Trump enjoys kind of tweaking all the liberals and all the D.C. insiders, and he gets them talking about this, and while he's doing that, he's making plans to change, fundamentally change America, and they're not watching. It's kind of like one of those games on the streets of New York where they move the shells around, you know, and he's moving the shells around. I think this is all a purposeful soap opera, but I wanted to get your take.
I think the president has good instincts when it comes to understanding what the media is going to run with because, frankly, the media is incredibly predictable. If he ever signals any type of outrage, they pounce on it, and that's what the news cycle is devoted to. He's done this several times. If you look at what happened after the midterm, he was tweeting about all sorts of things, and he was able to distract from the very large loss that Republicans had just suffered. I would not be surprised if that's what's going on here.
Yeah, WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. Trump is really good at that. He's good at enraging his opponents, and he gets them in a blind rage, and they don't see what else he's doing. So I think it's a good job. I think he's doing good. So let him keep calling Rex Tillerson, former Secretary of State, dumb as a rock. I think that's hilarious. Phil Wegman, Washington Examiner, commentary writer. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks, Wayne.
Happy holiday, and I'm not a PC guy, so Merry Christmas, too.
Merry Christmas. Take care, Phil.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. One more segment to go. We'll tell you about the Minnesota State University professor who asserts that Mary didn't give consent and therefore accuses God of being a predator. I'll be right back. Even Chris, my board op's laughing on the other end. Liberals are dumb as a box of rocks. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA. And you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
War now!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, coming up in just about 8 minutes. It's time for Newsmax TV, the Power Hour, otherwise known as Root Reaction, the aftermath, because the day will be over, and we like to react to all the stuff going on. We had some great guests today. Frank F.H. Buckley from the New York Post, Phil Wegman from the Washington Examiner. We bring you all the news that's fit to print, kind of like the New York Times, except we're not communists. Prayer of Vengeance is the sponsor of this last segment of the show, Prayer of Vengeance. I don't often recommend books because I spend all my time working, and occasionally I carve out a little time to write a book, but I never read a book. But I read a book on the way home from my speech in Wyoming. I was addressing the Wyoming GOP, two standing ovations, by the way, if I don't say so myself, two standing ovations. And on the way home, I had a long plane flight and a connection, and I had 3 hours to sit at the airport, and so I read a whole book, A Prayer of Vengeance, by John Stafford, who was about to be the sponsor of this show, which is pretty cool. And no book has ever sponsored my show before, so that's really cool. And with events ripped from the headlines, the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between light and darkness playing out all around us. Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. First book of a series. Can't wait for the whole rest of the series by John Stafford. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. Perfect Christmas gift. Put it under the tree. Never know what to get anybody, so I'm just going out and buying 10 copies of A Prayer of Vengeance and giving it to all my friends. It's available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com. Okay. I told you I'd tell you about this Minnesota State University professor. He sparked a backlash after asserting that the Virgin Mary did not give consent to be impregnated and implied that God was a predator. Psychology professor and sex therapist, Dr. Eric Sprankle. Now, there's a perfect name if I've ever heard one. Dr. Eric Sprenkel, sounds like a pervert, tweeted the, let me say allegedly, sounds like a pervert, the tweeted the virgin birth story is about an all-knowing, all-powerful deity impregnating a human teen. There is no definition of consent that would include that scenario. Happy holidays. What a weirdo. That was his tweet. The virgin birth story is about an all-knowing, all-powerful deity impregnating a human teen. There is no definition of consent that would include that scenario. Happy holidays. Eric Sprenkel, PhD, I guess it is, says here. He's Dr. Eric Sprenkel. It was quickly pointed out that Mary did indeed consent, to which Sprenkel argued there is too much of a power dynamic between God and a human to have been legit. Oh, my God. See, Tom Cleary answers back, sorry, Sprenkel, but the Bible clearly states that the angel communicated God's plan for Mary, and in verse 38 she agreed. Whether you believe or disbelieve, it helps if you actually read the text. And then Sprenkel rebuts, the biblical God regularly punished disobedience. The power difference, deity versus mortal, and the potential for violence for saying no negates her yes. To put someone in this position is an unethical abuse of power at best, and grossly predatory at worst, meaning God's a predator. Sprenkel frequently tweets about Satanism, bonding, and sex. Campus Reform noted that Sprenkel also decorated his Christmas tree with satanic imagery, or I should say satanic imagery. Satanic holiday decor shopping on Etsy is the reason for the season, he tweeted out, Eric Sprenkel. You know, I got to tell you, when I was a kid growing up, I knew two kids, two brothers, that were the sons of a psychiatrist. It's the only kids I've ever met that were sons of psychiatrists at that time. Since then, I've met maybe two or three more. Not many. So my whole life, I've probably met four or five kids with sons or daughters of psychiatrists. I dated one girl who's the daughter of a psychiatrist. And I could say one word that describes all of them. Nuts. I could say two words. Freaking nuts. All crazy people whose fathers were psychiatrists. As a matter of fact, the girl I dated at Columbia, whose father was a psychiatrist, had marks on her body on the first date. And I said, what's that? And she said, I cut myself. And there was no second date, as you can imagine, because I'm a normal all-American boy, and I don't date people who take out a knife and cut themselves. There's something mentally wrong with psychiatrists and the children of psychiatrists. They're all nuts, and the things they say are nuts. And anybody who thinks you've got to psychoanalyze every word someone says is nuts. How could you live with that person? And anybody who thinks you carry it beyond that and psychoanalyze the Bible and every word Moses says and God says and Jesus says and Mary says is also nuts. What a wackadoodle. What a nut job. And of course, you know, it's a mixture of kind of communist evil and nuts. Because who would even, only a person with a grudge against Christianity and religion and Jesus Christ would even bring up things like this. You got an agenda, buddy, and your agenda is you're just a wacko. And you just hate religion, and you hate God, and you love Satan, and you love S&M. You love S&M, bondage and S&M. He does bondage stuff, they said. He tweets out about bondage, and so you must love S&M, too. Just a weirdo, an all-around weirdo, but I'll say allegedly a weirdo, just so I don't get in any trouble. Crazy people, allegedly crazy people of the left. Liberalism is a mental illness. Michael Savage said it first, like 25 years ago, and he was so on the money. He said liberalism is a mental disorder. That was his book, national bestseller. Boy, was he on the money. Actually, he was actually kind of nice and kind of subtle. They're just freaking crazy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.